Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first ever episode of Shock Therapy. What is Shock Therapy? Well, it's the spinoff, hopefully, podcast of Shock and Awe Toy Reviews, youtube.com/ShockandAweToyReviews. If you're here, you probably are familiar with us, but I am Wilson, joined by
Toast.
And this show is, we're going to just have some topics, and it's going to be us just discussing it. Every now and then we may go through some news, but let's start off with the main man himself, Todd McFarlane, and what we like to call Todd's Tweets. Todd's Tweets. Boom, 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 boom.
Everybody, Todd McFarlane, we're going to talk to you about one of our new characters coming out. Look, you've seen him before from other companies. Let me tell you, nobody's made it this tall. We usually do 7.5 inches, so he's going to be the biggest. Here's a couple things that are pretty cool.
So he's already said how it's going to be the biggest Batman.
Animation, right?
Or, I found that odd, too.
He animation and then went on to his own comic book. The look you're going to see is from the comic book style.
It doesn't look like any comic I've seen, but I'm not reading
everything on there.
It looks close enough.
It looks good, yeah.
We're going to try and go flat black with him.
What do you think the holes in that cape are? Do you think that's just like production sample?
I thought that's where his hands were going to go.
He's got his cape wings, whatever you want to call them.
Or maybe the two clip into each other?
He doesn't even know. He still thinks of things as capes. He goes, he's got his cape, wings, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
He's always, everything is related to Spawn somehow.
Oh, he's going to get there.
Yeah.
And then he comes with an extra pair of hands.
Oh, he's giving us hands.
This is good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Moving in the right direction.
There.
What?
That is weird.
And then here's the thing.
It's like he's thinking of things. He's like, I know this kind of shit if you want to do.
Rocket blasters, right? And the way that's going to work, put the wings down just a little bit so it looks like he's going fast. You take the rocket blasters, you literally just jam them into the holes that are in the
bottom. I don't know that jamming is the...
Normally go to where the stands are. And it looks like he's got two flames coming out of each foot.
I hope he comes with a stand.
And he's going to be sitting there.
A flight stand.
Going like here. Let me show you the profile here on this one. That you'll see, hopefully. And you'll have two of those going up in here.
Boosh.
So you're gonna get some of those. You got a flight stand. It'll work.
Oh, flight stand.
Did he say you get a flight stand, or if you got a flight stand? I can't understand you, Todd.
Super cool.
You better get a flight stand.
Batman Beyond. Who doesn't like it? And if you want, you can make him have a bigger cowl than Spawn.
There it is.
These two up like this.
Yeah.
He's way cooler than Spawn.
No.
Coming soon. Look for it.
Now, Toast, you and I are both a big fan of these. Videos, because there's so many what we've come to know as Toddisms.
They're hugely entertaining.
Yeah, the sound effects and everything, and I believe you put it best. How did you describe them? As they seem like he's what?
He's just a kid playing on the floor.
Right, like you're like, I think they just leave him in the office and he has toys around him that he's playing with. And that's exactly what it seems like. Like he's very enthused about it all, but like his Spawn Kickstarter ones are classic, and the sound effects he does, like, look at that. Oh, it's so Todd.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's great. Speaking of Todd, that gets us to this episode's topic. What is it, Toast?
It's McFarlane toys in general.
Yeah.
We've reviewed a handful recently.
Yeah.
There haven't been many other toys coming out, but he's fit several into this recent pocket.
Leave it to Todd to release a bunch of toys during a pandemic.
Right.
How the fuck? Everybody, like, China just must be making mainly his toys because, nothing else is coming out.
Well, other stuff is delayed.
Yeah.
It's movie tie-ins for movies that aren't
right,
coming out.
That's right. That's a good point. We've done a lot, and we've noticed what seemed to be very much like Todd McFarlane things that he does, but he's wildly inconsistent, and we've always kind of had complaints about it, mainly around the accessories and stuff. You know, we don't even know at this point if what he said is we're getting a flight stand with Batman Beyond. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't.
I hope he does. I'd have to listen to the audio.
Are you
going to
get it? Are you going to get it?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, there's things like that. And you had an issue with scale and stuff like that originally with him.
Originally, yeah. I think Berg had it worse because of Batgirl.
Right.
Being the same height.
Right.
Wonder Woman the same height.
Yeah.
But he is working to adjust that. So Robin is shorter. Both Robins actually are shorter. Bane is massive.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so
Bane is
I think it's going in the right direction. And so Batman Beyond is very thin.
Oh, that's true, yes. We didn't even think it was a McFarlane toy.
I didn't. Initially, when I saw the picture, I'm like, that looks like a custom. Because I didn't think the biceps looked like Todd. And the hips specifically, I didn't think were Todd's. Because he has a very... specific hip joints.
Huh.
And
I've never noticed that.
Batman Beyond is a little bit different.
I wonder if that's just because of the costume design. Because if you think about it, the belt isn't necessarily placed where the belt would normally be. But that's beside the point. Yeah, you know, size isn't too big of a deal with me, but I can see why you'd be upset that your Batgirl is the same height as your Batman.
Yeah, we've talked about you don't care about scale.
No.
I do a bit, but I'm willing to fudge it for what I believe should be right, even if it's not technically right.
Hmm.
So Batman Beyond is a teenager. He's always been thinner as far as bad characters go. And so he looks fine. I can't tell height yet, but he looks the part.
So what is it about? Should we say what we like first about it, about what he does, or should we just go right into the like what the hell?
Sure, we can talk about
it. Yeah. So yeah. What are some of the things that bother you about what he does?
Well, I was going to talk about what I like, which is
go ahead then if you want to be positive.
Paint and sculpts.
Yeah.
Because the sculpts are fantastic.
Right.
And he paints them well. Like I've got no complaints as far as. I've primarily been getting the DC figures, but we've looked at several Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, Warhammer.
Right.
Yeah. So we've seen those, and yeah, he kills it on those too. But on a related note to those is the variants, at least for the Mortal Kombat.
Oh, the variants.
And the variants that he releases. It's very... It's another 90s kind of thing if I think about it, because it just takes me back to when I was collecting the Spawn figures, and he would do that kind of like crazy shit and release something without saying, oh, hey, there's going to be a faceless or a maskless version of this figure. You know, you're not going to know how rare it is.
So what's wild to me is the DC figures, at least, has only been in 2020.
Yeah.
Like, he's done quite a few figures in just a year, and that's fantastic. What I didn't realize, and I was seeing for months the gold variants and the bronze.
That's right, yeah.
And the Arkham bloody variants or the green sludge, whatever. So I was looking at all of that, and then recently I was cleaning out the crawl space, and I ran across a bunch of my 90s Spawn figures. And in there's gold figures and white and...
Bloody variants. He would do... Like, remember when he did the clown that was in a, like, straitjacket? And there was the one version where it was like just the clown and he had some blood on him. And then there was the variant that was the clown with the little mini Violator figure that was busting out through his stomach.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, but my God.
So
it was great.
I had Violator 2, and on the back of the box it shows it with the cybernetic arm. I must have gotten the variant because he just had two regular Violator arms.
Exactly.
And I'm like, what is this?
It's crazy. He's changed, luckily he brought in articulation and stuff like that.
Yes.
He's still clinging on to some things, and I just...
But even back then, he didn't care that much about scale. Like,
yeah.
I've got... We could throw up... Well, it's a podcast. We can't throw up a picture.
Right.
But, so I... Some of the Spawn figures that I was keeping, I unboxed, and I put them on a shelf together. and they're like an inch in height difference each. As the series went on, he must have just gotten taller.
Huh. Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, he seems like kind of an old guy who's not going to let go of some of the old ways. He's changing a little bit. He's given us an articulated spawn.
Right.
But it's still like, you guys are going to hate it.
The Kickstarter one?
Yeah, the Kickstarter one. I think Rick is already regretting his purchase. The more and more he sees of it, he doesn't seem to be happy.
He specifically mentioned buyer's remorse more than once.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. But I'm still enjoying them. I wouldn't call myself kind of a McFarlane fanboy, just because I've been out of anything, comics and everything other than like music and stuff. But like Todd has been there through a lot of my life.
Oh, sure.
You know, I just remember I saw the picture of like his daughter from 1992. And then, like, in 2020, and she, like, just graduated college. I'm like, holy f***.
Wow.
That's makes me feel old. Really old. And then imagine how he must feel. But he don't care. He's got baseballs. And, you know, if you look at him, he's still so 90s because he's got the 90s beaded, like, chain necklace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. And it's awesome. And that documentary, Like Hell I Won't, was
so amazing.
It's a classic piece of film.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's just so many. It was so surface level and really didn't go into much, but it was just a lot of his, like, oh, I went and I did this, and I didn't know I could do this, but I did it anyways. And
they told me not to, and I just kept doing it.
I just kept doing it. They said, you can't do that. Yes, I can. I'm Todd McFarlane. What do you think of the dark?
So I wanted to go into future figures.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
We know some of what's coming, and so far it's more Batman, more metal.
Yeah.
There's a random Superman coming. But what would you like to see him do? I know I have a list.
I would like, oh man, see, because he's kind of just already doing stuff in my wheelhouse. I'd like to see him do, and he can't probably, but horror figures again.
Oh, okay.
But not maybe, I don't really want to see like the original, like I'd like to see him get the license of like Pinhead or Halloween, but NECA's got all that shit, so.
Yeah.
If he could, if it's something that like I know he could do, I don't know, nothing, I guess some more Wonder Woman characters would be neat.
I'm sure some of that's coming.
And I'm excited for the Warhammer stuff. Those red ones, those red soldiers that he's shown. I think they're red.
Yeah, I think one is almost an opposite of what we just reviewed. So it's like a red body with a blue head.
Probably, yeah.
And I'm like, none of that looks right to me. It just looks weird.
I'll just pop the heads, swap the heads.
Yeah, just swap the heads.
Yeah. If you hear something in the background, that's because we're recording this in the back of a comic shop, and every now and then some weird kind of vibrator thing runs.
I hope for all sorts of things, at least as far as the DC license goes. So, Hush, Kingdom Come.
Hush. Be very cool.
Wildstorm.
Yeah.
This is really a pipe dream, but I hope he has some of the Vertigo stuff.
Ooh.
Because... my God, if that's a possibility.
Yeah. He would do a Sandman. He would do a
100 Morpheus
or what. Yeah, 100 Bullets. I don't think he'd go down that well. I think that's a little too obscure. He needs to stick to where the money is and where people know it.
Sure.
But, I had something and now it just brain farted out of me. I'd like to see a John Constantine. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. I would be interested how he'd handle the coat, you know. It wouldn't be a soft goods.
No,
but
he
how
doesn't.
Would he do it?
Did any of the Mortal Kombat have soft goods?
No.
Okay. No. So yeah,
none of the ones I saw.
The coat would be plastic.
Yeah. Interesting. I would kind of be interested after playing with the Robins to see what he would do with Dr. Bloom? Not Dr. Bloom, Mr. Bloom. Did you read that from Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. That character was f***ed up.
I mean, really. So I'm hoping for any of the artist-specific stuff, and I'm hoping he does more White Knight, because there's plenty of...
Oh, yeah.
Harley, Neo-Joker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of great character designs, and I hope some of that gets explored once he's tapped out metal and death metal.
Well, he's still... If he's got DC, probably has the license to all the Injustice stuff, and...
There's two Injustice coming.
Yeah. Oh, there are.
There's a Grodd and a Flash.
Okay.
You're going to get another Flash?
I don't know.
Probably.
Probably. I kind of like
it. It looks good.
Does he?
Yep.
Is it like the regular costume or is it the armor crappy one?
No, it's pretty regular looking.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably get it.
Yeah.
We'll see. Does it come with blast effects?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Because I loved the one that came with all those Speed Force effects.
I think so far there's just one promotional image. So it's armored Grodd and then a Flash. But he looks pretty regular to me.
Okay, yeah.
That might be my Flash.
Yeah, it'll be. I'll probably get him. But yeah, he's got that stuff. Just Batman, unfortunately, seems to be the moneymaker. I'd like to see him branch out and do other characters.
Sure. Guys. So what's weird is he's got two coming from Injustice. He did Cyborg from one of the Titan cartoons.
Yeah, I've got that for my kid.
There's a bunch of just mainline comic stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to do any movie, but that's a potential.
Yeah.
He did one live-action Arrow.
He did that. He did the Wonder Woman's.
Oh, right,
yes. 1984, regular Wonder Woman. But we don't have a villain for that. Why? Give us some bad guys.
Cheetah, right.
Yeah. Why don't we have a cheetah yet?
I don't know.
Jesus.
He's weird. And it's hard to tell, how deep he's going to go. Because, I mean, if you do a Cyborg, it seems like you would do the rest of the team.
Right. But, no. I can't even remember who the wave mate for him is. Cyborg.
I don't remember either. Anyway.
If only I had a computer.
Right. So yeah, I'm hoping some of the stuff that he started gets finished. I'm hoping for more variety. I'm okay with a bunch of Batman, but I would like deeper casts. I would like Young Justice.
Oh.
Because that's my favorite cartoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you want him in the kind of style that Cyborg was? Because he wasn't full on Teen Titan or
he was
Teen Titan
pretty
Go.
Close. I didn't actually watch that show.
Yeah.
But I mean it's close,
yeah,
as far as a spectator.
Yeah, I don't know how you would do a toy in three dimensions with that design anyways without it being a little kind of tchotchke thing. What about these two packs?
Oh, the two packs.
Yeah.
It kind of goes back to the variants we were talking about.
Yeah.
So I think thankfully most of the two packs have also gotten single releases, which is nice.
We still haven't seen Red Death as a single yet.
True.
That's what we thought.
mildly concerning, I guess, for people that only want Red Death.
Yeah.
And don't want to shell out 40? Is it 40?
Yeah.
I think it was
40 for the two pack. At least on Amazon when they had it.
But I wanted Red Hood and didn't care that much about Nightwing, and I'm getting a Red Hood single.
Yeah.
So that's coming.
That's cool. Is it the same one, though?
I think it's exactly the same.
Do his guns come out of his holsters?
I don't know.
Oh, man, that would suck if they didn't. Kind of like the Mattel one.
Oh, really?
He had guns in his holsters, and they don't come out.
That's insane.
And you don't get guns with them.
What is...
That's why I bought the DC Direct one, which that's why I'm passing on the Todd one. Oh, he's got that Cyberpunk 2077 line, too. The video game?
Is that him?
Yeah, video game with Keanu. I've got that Keanu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's Todd. That's old Todd stuff, though. Still kind of sticking. And he's got all that My Hero Academia.
Oh, he's also doing The Witcher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's spread all over the place.
I think he's just like, all right, I'm going to do this. But I don't think he's ever going to go that deep of a dive in anything other than Batman.
Apparently.
In DC.
Right.
And even then, that's like just what he feels like making.
I'm sure there's a Red Sun Batman coming.
Oh, yeah.
With the ear flaps?
Yeah. I've never actually... Did I read Red Sun? I don't... I watched the cartoon and thought...
Yeah, now you
could
just watch the movie.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I don't need this kind of shit.
I think it was Mark Miller.
It was definitely Mark Miller.
Millar?
Yeah, Millar. No, it's not Millar. It's Miller.
Mylar? I'm a huge fan of The Witcher books. I didn't play the video game, but I'm probably going to go in on The Witcher toys.
Oh.
So far, I don't like the three that he's shown so far, two Geralts and somebody else. Oh, the bad guy.
Oh, it wasn't the chick that we reviewed your little thing, though?
No.
Hmm.
So I'm not the biggest fan of the Geralts that he's shown, and I hope that, like Batman, he's going to do more. There's just something about the head sculpt in general.
Well, why is he doing two?
Two different armors?
Oh, really?
I think one's a gold label variant that we didn't talk about.
Gold label? I haven't even heard of that.
No?
No.
Oh.
What
so
is it?
I believe those are Walmart exclusives. Gold label. It's like the... Have you seen the blue Mandarin Spawn?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a gold label.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it's suddenly blue, not the original red.
And red would make more sense anyway. Todd, god damn it. See, this is what we're talking about.
What is he doing?
What is he doing, dude? That's the problem when somebody... When you don't listen to people, right? Like, part of that is why he's successful. The other part is why, like, people don't rein him in. It's like
right.
George Lucas. It's yes. like everyone sat there and said, oh, yeah, Jar Jar, that's a great idea, George.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you get the shitty trilogies or prequels that people hate. I don't mind some of them. Yeah, no one reined him in, and nobody's kind of guiding Todd. He's just kind of like, and he kind of needs that, I think, to kind of focus. I
think he's got ADD.
Oh, 100%. Okay. I think he's got ADHD. Maybe ADHD DDD. Like, I don't know, man. Knowing Todd, like, it's extreme. Something's going on. That or he's just such a fast, like, thinker and just, like, talker. He'll probably is like me, just says first thing that spews into his head.
Maybe.
I don't know. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, yeah, that's been in. That was an interesting and that was a fun conversation. You think it went well?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, cool.
Hopefully it airs.
I hope so. And it'll at least be on the channel. There won't be anything to watch, but maybe I'll put some visuals up. I don't know. Please spread the word and share this, and we're going to work and we're going to get this on iTunes and try and get it on all the platforms. So thanks for listening. We will talk to you later.